It is an exciting time for the Lions veterans. I would guess it's a pretty nerve-wracking time for the Lions rookies. They reported on Monday they've been in the classroom since then. They'll take the field with their teammates for the first time on Friday afternoon. Earlier today, David Solano and I were down here in Allen Park. We caught up with that rookie class of 2013 as they get set for their next adventure.
A lot of the questions that Lions fans have will hopefully be answered pretty soon at training camp. Let's take first-round draft pick Ziggy Ansah for starters.
Man, I just can't wait.
The man who played linebacker, defensive end, and defensive tackle at BYU now gets ready to take what he's learned from minicamp into a training camp setting when he competes for a starting spot at defensive end.
I've just learned to be a personal outlet. A lot of mental stuff, you know, football is not all about being physical, but there's that mental aspect that I've also learned a lot from just my teammates and my coaches.
There's been a lot of talk this offseason about cornerback Darius Slay as a favorite to start opposite of Chris Houston. A torn meniscus in his knee didn't stop the Lions from drafting him in the second round. Slay is a run defender who can shed blocks and make solid tackles. As long as he stays healthy, he brings value.
Man, I feel pretty good. You know, I feel fluent. I'm moving good. And I'll turn with no problem. So I feel pretty healthy right now.
With 60% of last year's offensive line gone, that opens up the opportunity for jobs to be won during training camp, even for a rookie.
I still have a lot to learn, a lot to improve on, and that's what I'm going to be focusing on through this whole training camp, is just consistently progressing as a player and hopefully eventually earning that starting spot.
Larry Warford says here's why he should be the starting right guard on the offensive line.
As far as being an intense player, being explosive, you know, getting a lot of drive off the ball, that'd probably be my strong suits, and that's what I think I bring to this offensive line.
The Lions brought in Devin Taylor in the fourth round to make plays at defensive end. We've heard a lot of analysts talk about Taylor's unbelievable speed and athleticism for a player his size. Taylor is also a guy who can shed blocks and get to the quarterback quickly.
I don't know if there's even a honeymoon period. It's just coaches the way he does, and so, you know, you just adapt to it, take it in. You have to have thick skin, is kind of what they say, and then just learn from it.
In Allen Park, David Solano for the Ford Lions Report Live.
Thank you very much, David. What kind of advice would you give to rookies as they get set for their first training camp? I would guess they want to try to impress right away.
They do want to impress, but the biggest thing is you have to go in and understand your role and understand where you fit in the system. And I think these guys have a firm grasp of that. But they brought in a lot of guys, and I thought they did a good job of upgrading in terms of athleticism, getting guys along the defensive side of the ball. But, you know, as a whole, I think this team did get upgraded in the draft.
Well, I like what they did. I think they addressed some needs. You needed an offensive lineman at the guard to bring in Larry Warford, who's going to compete for a starting position here with the Lions. You bring in Darius Slay at the defensive back position where you had a need, and defensive end Devin Taylor. You know, we got to see him a little bit. Number 92. No coincidence they gave him Cliff Avril's number. Is it a speed rusher off the edge?
And you pointed it out early. Ziggy Ansah is going to have to perform immediately for this defense to really perform at their optimum level.